This is some very dangerous territory. It's the news, according to me. Well, good afternoon. Now it is. I have a very early schedule, and it's just too early for me to get up and do my show and try to make this this whole show happen that early in the morning. What I might be doing the rest of this week, at least until Thursday's show, is I might be getting. Friday, I'll be back home again. I'm in Atlanta till Thursday evening. And what I might be doing is actually recording evening shows. Now, there's some breaking news that just happened today. And I'm going to weigh in a little bit on this right now with a short show. And then what I will do is later on this evening, I may have more commentary as things start to unfold, telling you more about what the news is saying. The issue right now is what's in my cup, and I have no cup. I have a thermos with some V8 Fusion peach mango juice in it, but that's about it. That's all I got, and I won't be drinking that while I'm doing the show here because it's across the room, and I'm not going to walk over there to do this, so it's not going to happen. So, but it is over there. It's over there. If I need it, if an emergency breaks out and I need something to, wet my whistle. I have a whistle that sometimes it needs to be wetted whistle. So, and I have a lot of comments about what's going on right now. Something very serious that is not shouldn't be serious at all. And what's serious about it is the ridiculous nature of this whole thing. The January 6th Commission has now they're wrapping up. I believe that they've finished their last meeting, official meeting before the press anyway. And of course, seven Democrats and two Republicans, I think is what it's made up of, this commission, which are, I forgot that Adam Kinzinger was even a Republican. Somebody said something about the GOP pushing him out of the Democrat or the Republican Party. That seemed weird to me. It might have even been a Babylon Bee thing. Some Babylon Bee might have actually said something about the potential, what might potentially unfold with this. So the Babylon Bee had this thing, I think, about Adam Kinzinger leaving the Democrat Party. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was something to that effect. It was a kind of a joke about him being a Democrat, which he is. Him and Liz Cheney both have become Democrats in this process. They claim that they're Republicans. They're not. Their policy is a very weird thing. And what we're having happen right now with the whole border thing is, and on top of this, Karine Jean-Pierre was just on doing a press conference recently today, just a few minutes ago, that she claims that they're looking for more money. They need more funding to be able to. And she said more ums and uhs in her little speech than I could count. I was trying to count how many times she said it in a 2-minute speech. She's going on and on and all, and half of what she says is and It is absolutely ridiculous. And of course, they're requesting more money now. They won't answer any questions about Title 42. There's also a Title 48. Oh, we have to obey the law. We're asking for more funding. We need billions of dollars to take care of this problem because we need to fly these migrants to better processing centers and then immediately return them to Mexico if they're determined to be, they need to go somewhere else. They're not allowed in. They don't have a legal right to be here. I got an idea. How about we just keep them from coming in to begin with? They keep making it sound like this problem has started before, this is a Trump's problem. This is a broken system. We have a broken system. We didn't have this problem before this administration. Now they keep on talking about surging funds to the border. They keep using the word surging And it's unnerving the way they do this. It's almost as if that's a code word to someone that they're saying from the White House. That it really is unnerving. The amount of times that she said surging funds to the border, surging things to the border. And my understanding is after Title 42 goes away, Title 42, as I understand Title 42, it's where you have to apply for asylum in the first country that you can on your way to America, and then you wait there before you can be processed. This administration doesn't acknowledge that at all. They have not obeyed the law. Well, that was an executive order. Oh, okay. Or some kind of administrative thing. The problem with all of this is that it's a distraction. We have two major different things going on right now. One, the border issue that they're claiming. We're going to see an average of 5 million people a year come across the border after Title 42 drops if what they're saying and some of the news pundits are saying is true. It could be up to 5 million people a year. Think about that. If an invading army came in with 5 million people a year, you know, how many are there? I mean, how many people are in the army in Russia? How many army soldiers do they have? Think about that. Hundreds of millions? No. They have a couple million. Several million people in the army in Russia. More people coming across the border than in most armies in the world. It's absolutely unheard of. This is an invasion, and it's going to completely destroy any kind of continuity that we have within the government. It's they talk about a threat to our democracy. At the same time, they're doing this, that they're now referring criminal charges. Adam Schiff was up there talking about how he, you know, all these people that he talked about were people who were under attack. People attacked, you know, when all he had to do was say something bad about somebody, and then his people, his followers, would attack that person. They were under attack that right away because it was Trump's fault. You know, if I say something bad about someone and someone else goes out and kills them, it doesn't make me guilty of murder. The person who commits the crime is the one who's committed the crime. They're trying to tie Trump to any kind of what they call violence against anybody. It is absolute insane. Now, of course, Mike Pence has come out. Oh, you know, I want to be very clear that the Congress doesn't have any prosecutorial power. They can only make recommendations to the Department of Justice. Well, gee, Mike, why don't you come out and talk about what you think about what the Department of Justice is doing? When the Department of Justice came out against him, he was flailing around, throwing all kinds of constitutional protections around, saying they're overstepping their bounds. And when it comes to him, what they're doing with this whole kangaroo court is very scary. Now, Mark Levin the other night on his show had a thing. He talked about how the Supreme Court made a ruling that was absolutely insane. And it was just insane. He said, this is really stupid. He said, it was a very bad ruling. Basically, what they've done is they made a ruling that now allows precedence for Congress to go after anyone, anytime, and get any kind of documents that they want from someone. Gives them impunity to do this without a search warrant. And it's very, very scary. If you want to use that term, it's very, very shocking amount of power that they have usurped here. And we'll see what happens with this. Now, they're going to recommend this to the DOJ. There are people saying, "Oh, I don't see how the DOJ, I don't see how Merrick Garland is going to be able to allow this to come to criminal charges to the president. This is, you know, they can't do this. It's unprecedented, and it's know, in order for them to connect these dots, they'd have to say this or that. You don't understand who this guy is. Merrick Garland is a total and complete deranged individual with a partisan vengeance, a vendetta against Trump. He wants nothing more than to be the... He thinks it's a feather in his cap. It's a medal. It's a badge of honor if he perp walks Donald Trump. Be the first AG to perp walk a former president. Criminal charges under a former president. He sees this as a badge of honor. He sees this as an opportunity to make a name for himself, the only name he's going to have. Unfortunately, it's not going to be a good name. Now, I don't know how people are going to react to this. I know that people will not see it in a good light for the Democrat Party. I don't think people are very, in general, the independents I'm talking about, the general populace, you got partisan people on both sides that, you know, you got the Democrats, there's probably 90% to 90% of the people in the Democrat Party who just think that, you know, Trump should be in jail. Any way they can get him. And you got people, there's some people in the Republican Party, of course, that are appalled by what's happening. And then you have the, you know, the 10% of the Republican Party out there that is the never-Trumpers who actually agree with what's going on. They think it's just fine. Well, you know, if we broke a law, well, you know, if we broke a law, I don't see how anybody who says they want an end to suspend the Constitution now, they can, you know, sign up for, they can't take a vote of office then. They can't take an oath of office. Well, what's the difference, Mitch, if you take that oath of office, if you don't ever actually uphold and defend the Constitution? It's no different than asking for the suspension of the Constitution, and which is not what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump did not call for the suspension of the Constitution. He didn't do that. This is just like saying there's fine people on both sides. This is just like saying other things, like taking bleach. He never said any of those things. Never. And yet the media plays the story and makes it so, because they just repeat the lie enough times that people believe it. What he said in his tweet was this is basically that it was akin to, you know, by allowing this kind of thing to happen, you might as well say that the Constitution is suspended. What he's saying here is that the actions that they have taken have in themselves suspended the Constitution. It allows for the suspension of the Constitution. What he's saying for it is not that we're suspending it or that he's calling for the suspension of it. He's saying that it is, in a sense, suspended because of what they've done. And he's absolutely right about that. They've nullified it by their own inaction or actions that they've taken, or inactions that they've taken against the actions that have been done. It is absolutely insane. And we'll see what happens here in the next, I would say in the next month. Probably either, they might try to sneak something in during the Christmas season, right around Christmas time here in this next week, or they may wait till right after Christmas, right after the new year, before the new Congress takes hold. I have the feeling that they're going to have to do something prior to that, because they're going to try to push something through, because they know there's going to be a lot of investigations, a lot of accountability, not a lot of accountability, just a lot of press, a lot of investigations by Congress, apparently, hopefully, you know, at least something. But again, they don't have any prosecutorial power. But we'll see what happens with all this. I would like to think, in the process of all this stuff, we can get Merrick Garland impeached. That would be the ultimate goal. That will not happen. It will not happen if with the Senate that we have now, right now. It'd be impossible to get an impeachment through the Senate right now. If this was the other way around, and the Democrats were in the minority in the Senate, and they had Mitch McConnell running the show, and it was a Trump AG, they would not stand up for it. Now, unless it was Bill Barr, because Bill Barr is an establishment guy. He was put in there for very good reasons. And there's this issue of, you know, Trump putting these playing cards, these NFT cards or whatever they are. I don't know what he's got going on. Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous for him to do this at a time like this. I don't know who's around him telling him to do this, or if it was I don't think it was his idea. I think he's probably part of this whole thing. I don't know. I think it was something that was probably in the works for quite a while, and now they've got it out there, and he may have already actually, you know, may have been. I'm sure that all this stuff was put together long before now. But to make an announcement, I've got this big announcement coming out. It's NFT cards. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. I think it's just stupid. That's just asinine to be doing that right now. I'm going to call him out for it on this whole thing. Unless this is some kind of a ploy. I don't know what's going on with it. All I know is that that's a stupid idea. And to make a big deal out of it even was a stupid idea. I don't know about whose idea that was. Elon Musk, by the way, is now putting out on Twitter that he'll step down as CEO if he'll let the people decide. They're going to have an online Twitter poll, and he will step down. And right now, he's like 57% down. Looks like he's going to have to step down as CEO. Now, what does that mean? He still owns the place. He's not selling it. We have a CEO at the company that I do a lot of work for here. And there's a CEO. There's also a president. And there's, of course, a couple of vice presidents. And there wasn't a president for a long time. For years and years and years, there wasn't a president of this company. All of a sudden, there's a president of the company who basically runs everything all day long. The CEO doesn't do that anymore. There's a different CEO now. We never hear from that CEO. We used to hear from the CEO all the time. So it's one of those things where you can put people into office on paper and whatever you want to do. That's fine. But, you know, at the end of the day, Elon Musk still has, you know, if Elon Musk says, hey, we're going to go this route with Twitter, I guarantee you that's the route they're going. The guy, you know, has $40 billion invested in this thing. So he's got a plan. He's playing this thing. Now, I was kind of wondering, maybe he decided to put this out there so that he'd get all these votes and they have a way of tracking the votes and seeing if those votes are coming from bots or they're coming from different accounts. I think there's more going on here with this little poll. I think it's one way of getting people to come out and stack the deck, if you will, like one person throwing 100 votes into something and then finding out that that's, you know, all these accounts that are voting against him may be the ultimate view of that. I don't know. Maybe he was planning on stepping down anyway. He was just going to hold the CEO position for a short period of time while he was... It's not going to take him off of Twitter. And I guarantee you the files will continue to come out and things will continue to happen. That's not going to change. In fact, he may have somebody who's even more aggressive, has more time to invest in Twitter than himself. You know, he's got a car company. He's got rockets being launched every other day. It's not like, you know, he's got a whole lot of other spare time. He's got plenty of other things to run. This whole thing where they doxed his family, doxed his airplane, and I have the television on in the background here. I just saw Liz Cheney show up on there. I'm Liz Cheney. Yeah, see what happens there. She's going to announce for president. She'll run for president, I'm sure. That's going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see what happens on the debate stage when those things start happening. That'll be real interesting to see. So we have a lot of things happening right now in the news, and I'm hoping to kind of unfold some things this evening. I want to get more into this whole January 6th thing this evening, as well as what's happening on the border. You know, they want more money. All of a sudden, they need more money. We need billions of dollars. Well, where do you think that money's going to go? That's always the answer. Just more billions of dollars. We need more billions of dollars to help with the problem. They're crafting their words very carefully. It's to help solve the problem that we have, solve the issue, and to deal with the challenges we have down there. The challenges we have are due to your mismanagement of the border. Period. It's like a teenager who keeps crashing their car, saying, "I just need more money to keep the car going." No, you need to stop driving the car. That's what you need to do. We're taking the car away from you. We're not allowing you to drive the car anymore. There you go. That's the way it is. All right, folks. Thanks again for listening, and thanks for subscribing. Thanks for putting up with me here in the last 20 minutes in my little short little show that I'm doing here right now. But I do appreciate it, and once again, thanks for being here. Thanks for praying for the nation, praying for the company, or country. Thanks for praying for the for each other, and for me, and for, you know, each other. And I pray for you. You pray for me. It's all a big prayer thing. Well, everybody's praying. It's all lots of prayers flying around. So I appreciate all that stuff flying happening. Once again, folks, God bless, and have a great day.